All right. This is Cindy O'Neill Dady, founder and CEO of Exceptional Connections Networking and the educational series for Networking Mastery. We are going to launch our bonus call today with Leslie Aiken from Lake Oswego Graphics. Today is Tuesday, February 21st, and we were not able to record the Zoom call earlier today. And so this is a recorded call for those who want to get more information, who were on the call earlier, or for those who missed it. But we're super excited to be able to give Leslie Ann Aiken a little more time to share her brilliance with us. So I'll just read a quick bio and then turn it over to Leslie, and then we'll do a little bit of Q&A. And again, this is not the live call. This is a recorded version. But I think you'll enjoy it just as much. So Leslie Ann Aiken is a sought-after speaker and branding guru. Leslie has enjoyed a fascinating career path. She lived in the San Francisco Bay Area, where she was a producer and on-air talent for two radio stations. Believe it or not, Leslie was also a professional clown for 14 years and was honored to perform at the White House during the Carter and Reagan administrations. Leslie owned a successful graphic design studio since 1989 and was voted Business of the Year. Way to go, Leslie!
Yay.
In 2015, Lake Oswego Graphics joined forces with Don Hartwell, owner of Strategic Social Media Branding, and together they offer the full meal deal to clients for graphic design and digital marketing. They're proud to say their clients rise to the top very quickly, and strategic branding for entrepreneurs is Leslie's business focus and passion. And we are honored and thankful to have Leslie share on our February bonus call today. So, Leslie, take it away.
Well, thank you, Cindy. It's a pleasure to be here. And I'm just thrilled to talk about branding today. You know, it's one of my favorite subjects. And I've been designing since 1989, so I have plenty to talk about. So I'm going to start in with kind of speaking about the fact that no business or freelancer can ever really afford to overlook their brand or assume that they don't have one, because everyone has a brand, whether they know it or not. It might be a great brand, might be a terrible brand, but they all have one. So what is branding? Branding, by definition, is a marketing practice in which companies create a name, a symbol, a design, maybe a symbol, maybe just a font that is extremely distinctive and easily identifiable as belonging to that company. So such as Nike. We all know what Nike looks like. We all know what Apple looks like, Starbucks, Google. All of those great iconic brands really stand out. They're very clean, and their line art, they're fabulous. So that helps identify what they sell and distinguish themselves from other products or other products like theirs. So you have Starbucks and, you know, another coffee shop. Which one do you know best? Well, we all like to support our local coffee shops, but Starbucks is out there, and they're huge. And so when you want to give a gift card to someone, you probably want to give them a Starbucks card, a coffee card, because they're everywhere, not just like the little shop in your town. So branding, by definition, is truly that marketing practice in which the company creates a name and all of that that goes with it. But it's more than just a logo or company colors. It covers pretty much everything you do and say as a business, even if your business is just you. You're just a solopreneur. Branding covers everything you do under that name. So everything that helps a customer or supplier or anyone form an impression of your business, that is called a brand. So a brand truly is not just a logo. It's your public face of business. It's how you show up in the world, in networking, online, how you interact on email, how you present yourself in that way. It's personality. And every single element of your business helps to build it, from your voicemail message to social media to the way you would deliver a product. I've seen people match the colors of their product in a bag where they would deliver a product in the colors of their company, the colors of the company that they're either representing or their own company. So the brand should be a true representation of who you are as a business and how you truly wish to be perceived. So that's one thing. So there are a few reasons why branding is very, very important. It actually makes a memorable impression on customers, but it establishes your customers and clients. It enables them to know what to expect from your company. It's a way of saying, it's clarifying what you offer, and that makes you a better choice. So if you have branding and you or personal branding and you present a product and someone else presents a product and they look like everybody else in their collateral that does the same product, you will stand out when you have strong branding. So branding helps you grow your reputation. A strong, consistent brand and a well-designed logo will help you establish your business. It makes it easier for customers to remember you, to recognize and recommend you. A great logo should be powerful and easily memorable, making the right impression with the potential clients, even at a glance. The logo should translate through everything that you're doing, website, social media, obviously a business card, which is where everyone starts. If you have a physical business location, obviously in signage, sometimes people, if they don't have a business location, they do signage for their cars. And, of course, printed promotional products. So branding can help you also win investment. So a strong brand can help you generate a future business, even increase your business value by giving you more leverage in the industry. It makes for a more compelling investment opportunity because of its firmly, you know, established place in the market. So branding can help you also win new customers. So you've already got your raving fans that know, love, and trust you and use you all the time for whatever product or service you're offering. But a great brand will make it easier for you to win that referral business. Strong branding really means that there's a positive impression of your company among customers, and they're likely to do business with you because of just familiarity and assumed dependability because it's a name they can trust. So that is really key to your branding. And it also will boost your pride and satisfaction in what you're doing. Your pride is when you can present yourself with something other than a homemade card or a card that you've, you know, bought online off a template. It really makes a big difference in how you feel about what you're doing. And I see this all the time, you know, with my clients, that they feel a great deal of pride when they get their branding done. So branding can help you build trust in the marketplace. Professional appearance and a strategy with your branding can help you build customers, potential clients, and even vendors, suppliers, people like that. And you're going to do business with a company that has a polished and professional brand image. So obviously you're going to trust someone more that has thought about their business and made it feel like they are already established, rather than, you know, like they haven't just hit the ground running with a weak presentation. So being properly branded can give you the impression that you are already all the way up to speed. So some of the other things that branding can do is support your advertising. Obviously, if you're going to advertise, whether it's online or in a print magazine or newspaper, it's easier to create stronger advertising and get better results from it, as a matter of fact, if you have a strong brand. Advertising can be big, like TV, press, radio ads, and that sort of thing, but it's always worth it. It's always worth it to use your brand in advertising. So I don't know, how strong is your brand? Do you have any idea how strong your brand is? Does it reflect your genuine business values? And does it appeal to your audience, to your potential audience? Those are key points that people often don't think about. I've seen a lot of people design their own brand because of some idea they have about how they feel about their business. And most often it does not work, because I see people telling the whole story in the brand, and there's too many pieces, too many images, it just doesn't work out, and it's not iconic. So the other thing I want to talk about is that business cards are where people start, and they usually skip branding. But business cards in and of themselves are not branding. So that's key. So business cards aren't branding, but there it is, your first impression. Brand awareness. That's how people are seeing you. And it puts you out there in the market, and your credibility could be questioned if you just have a simple card with your name and phone number on it. So you're not making the most out of your marketing efforts. If you're out there handing cards out, you're networking, you probably spent some money to be somewhere, to have a dinner or a lunch, or to join a group or a chamber of commerce, so you might as well make it really work for you. I've heard a couple of things that people have said that, like common reasons for going cheap or like why they wouldn't brand, and one of them is, I'm just getting started. And I always want to say, really, is that your story? This is probably where you really want to hit the ground running. You really want to hit it running. You want the odds stacked in your favor. So if you're just getting started, this is the moment where you really want to be you want to be eligible. You want to be available, eligible, and you want to at least earn your competitors' clients, even if you don't want them. You want to be seen as being completely ready. So it is time to hit the ground running if you're out there doing business as an entrepreneur, solopreneur, or if you have a small business with several employees. Highly recommend having a real brand. So I really enjoyed Jeff Foxworthy, and so I'm going to do a little bit of Jeff Foxworthy here because it's just fun, because I do have a sense of humor, and I see a lot of dreadful business cards, and so I'll just do it. Might need a new brand and business cards if you made it. You designed the logo. The font is too small to read. Your card is too cluttered. It looks like other cards you ordered from an online template. Those are definite, huge clues that you might need a new brand or a business card. So that pretty much sums it up for me. What do you think?
Wow, thank you so much. Lots of amazing insights and great content. So thank you, first of all, Leslie, for joining us and for being able to share with us your brilliance. I especially love, I guess it's a word picture, that because I saw a little picture in my brain when you were talking about it. So you want to be eligible, and what comes to mind for me is like dating. You know, when you're dating, you're putting your best foot forward, right?
Right.
And all your best manners and, you know, consistent story and all that kind of stuff. And it's really like that in business because we want to give a good first impression. And I love what you said about, you know, even if you're getting started, you want to give that, you know, it's okay if behind the scenes you're working on things to build the infrastructure for your business or you're getting up to speed in your skills. But your first impression is critical.
Right.
So,
well, the other thing about that is that I think on the other end of being of receiving those kinds of business cards that have no branding and they're just, you know, templates that we've all seen before, the person receiving that knows that they've been around, they've seen those cards before, and what they're thinking is very likely, what is this person going to be doing 2 months from now? Are they going to be doing this business? What if they fail? What if it doesn't work out? Where will I fit into the scheme of things if I do business with them?
Right.
And
continuity.
It just,
exactly.
Yeah, it's continuity. It's credibility. Because I don't think that those kind of things help anybody. You know, you see the same cards floating around, and it could be you might have a hypnotherapist, a baker, and, you know, somebody with an antique store all having the same business card with no brand. And so there's no branding. There's none.
Right.
And my heart breaks for people like that. It really breaks. I have my friend and power partner here, Dawn Hartwell.
Hello,
and,
Dawn. Hi.
Welcome to the call. I'm glad you can join us. And thank you for coming up from, I failed to mention, both of these ladies just recently were visiting from Lake Oswego, Oregon. And Leslie shared with our February, Valentine's Day, actually, February Exceptional Connections community. And so thank you, Dawn, for joining us.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity just to, you know, just experience Exceptional Connections because it's totally different from any networking group that I've been to, and I go to them quite often. So
hopefully
you got a
good
thing going. Yes, definitely. That's what I was saying. You got a good thing going. So I wanted to, when we had the call earlier, there were some questions that came in that, and I went through and just picked out the best ones that I feel that may give people a better understanding about branding. So one of the questions was, can you explain why some people brand their name versus an icon?
Sure. I think personal branding is really important for people who are doing network marketing, or if they're retired, personal branding is kind of nice. You know, I've done a lot of that too. But personal branding for network marketers is, I think, really essential. I've done a lot of that for people that are health coaches and who work with a very specific company. And the basic branding and cards that they have available for those reps are generally not really brilliant. They're just not brilliant. And so what I've done is I have branded just the individual. I'll often do it in the colors of the original company, so that there is some similarity. And if it says that they're a health coach, then there's a subliminal connection with that. And then when they're ready, they can say, this is who I work with. So, because sometimes people are scared off by, you know, very specific networking companies. Yeah.
Okay. And you actually mentioned this, but just to emphasize on the question of, can you explain why a brand is not a business card?
Well, a brand is a significant style, whether it's your name or, hold on just a second, I have to get a drink. Whether it's your name or your business or a business name that you choose, it's a very particular style, and it may have an icon with it, and it may have just a very distinctive font.
So one thing you always say is, can you blend in or stand out? So that's definitely the difference between a brand and a business card.
Right.
Another question is, what are some ways to use your brand other than having it on a business card?
Oh, everywhere. Signage, social media, website, virtually coffee cups, clothing.
Okay, and then if you're just starting out either as a multi-level marketing or a small business, why should you worry about your card standing out above others?
Well, I think you need to be concerned about that, because if you blend in, if you just look like the doctor's office or the banker's card, then you just blend in. And I don't think that's going to serve your business. It's forgettable.
Oh, good point. And then the last question, I know we're running short on time, but this one I found really interesting is, why not go with the inexpensive templates in printing? So why not go with those? Why choose to go with a professional?
Because they are templates, and because you've seen them all the time, it just is more of the same, more of the same. And being more distinctive and original is really key. I'll give you an example. There was a graphic designer, I don't know this person, but I saw it online, and there was a watermark on their logo, which meant that they did not pay for the art piece to be used at all. And that was somebody who said they were a graphic designer. But those kind of things people do all the time. They snag things off of Google, you know, images. And I've known people that have been sued. I know four different people that have been sued about $2,000 each for doing that. And so one of the things you don't want to do is just look like everybody else. You don't want to appear like you are the same.
Good. Okay, Cindy, well, those were some of the key questions that came out that I thought were really good. So I'll go ahead and hand it over unless I know Gail's with us, if she has any questions, or Cindy.
I do. And I'm still a little confused about whether, for me, example, should I represent three companies in the network marketing, and I still don't, is it best to brand your name, like my name, or should I, is it better, and would it give me more flexibility if I brand a logo, create something that represents that I'm an entrepreneur?
I have a couple of questions. I would ask you this. Do your three businesses have any connection with each other in style? Like, for instance, I have a friend who does makeup and skincare, but it's all very, very natural. And then she does another line of products for cleaning, which are all very, very natural. So if it's all about being organic and natural, how would you explain what you do?
Wow, that's a tough question. Two of them are organic, and one of them is giving kindness through relationships and sending cards and gifts. Two are alike, one is different, but it's all about providing the best quality in products. And, you know, when I go around to meet people, they know me and they trust me and they know that I've got top quality products. And that's why I'm thinking, should I have an icon or my name?
I'll just tell you how I do it. When I brand, I'm getting started, I don't know whether I'm going to do an icon or whether I'm going to do a distinctive font that will be the brand, mm-hmm. or I might do both. It just depends. But in reality, I kind of see you as branding yourself. And what was the business name that you said you had?
I have one is called M Network, and it's a drink, it's an energy drink type of thing. And then Q Sciences is a healthy brain health company, and then Send Out Cards. So they're all different, but they're for the betterment of people in every way.
So I think what should happen there, just my opinion, is Gail is your full name would be your brand, and mm-hmm. then we would come up with a tagline that would support all three businesses.
Oh, well, that sounds good. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, and well, I guess that's what I provide as well, are taglines. Mm-hmm. I've been doing that a lot lately.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah, I think that would be the way to go.
That's a great question. It really is a great question, and thank you for doing such a great job answering it, Leslie, because, you know, really it's about being your best self, right? You know, representing
right.
yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's that'll be a fun kind of a journey for Gail to, you know, an inquiry into what really is the essence of who she is and what she wants to convey to others. So, well, thank you, ladies. Thank you for the questions. Thank you for facilitating those questions, Dawn, from the previous call, and Leslie for doing such a great job of just really giving us a clear understanding of what branding is, what it isn't, and ways that you can, you know, have a sense of, well, gosh, do I need to really take a look at this again? So those 10 things that you reviewed were really powerful.
Yeah.
So to wrap up this call, because it is a recording here, today is the last day to take advantage of the Valentine's special. So as I mentioned earlier, Leslie and Dawn came from Lake Oswego, and they spoke at our Valentine's Day sold out Exceptional Connections event. And we had a workshop that we offered. So in addition to this bonus call, we offered the opportunity to attendees to participate in our Exceptional Connections educational series for Networking Mastery, our second workshop that we're offering for the year. And the topic is Marketing Your Expertise. So Leslie, tell us a little bit about your one-hour segment that you're going to be training on for that workshop.
Well, sure. I'm going to be talking about how people can become known as an expert in their field. And it's a lot of fun. That's one of the things I'm going to be talking about. And I'm passionate about that because there are so many resources available to people out there that they just aren't aware of. And I think if people are aware of these resources, that they will tap them and become more well-known. And you don't even have to be a writer. You don't have to be an author, a blogger, or anything like that. We're all experts in our field. And we have all of these amazing nuggets that we can share with other people. And I have great resources for helping people to tap into that. And so that's what I'll be talking about for sure. And then Dawn.
Very important topic. Very important
topic. Yeah.
And, great.
And Dawn Hartwell will be doing a fabulous hour at that workshop.
So, yes, I will be talking about the, and this is why we're such good power partners, because once you get that brand, you know, you're representing yourself, you're trademarking yourself, and you're going to go out and start networking and start meeting people, and which I'm a social media expert. So when you go out and meet people, you network, which there is a system to that. Cindy can vouch for that. But you can also network online. So social media is just that, a social platform. But we as entrepreneurs turn everything that we can possibly do into promoting ourselves. So the way that you handle your social media is networking, and it's your online presence, and it is a continuation of your brand. So you know, you build your brand, and you have to go and promote it. So we'll discuss ways to network and promote your business online so that you can maximize the available resources that are out there for you.
Awesome. I love what you just said. So, you know, again, it just really underlines the power of your power team, power, is, you know, building your brand with Leslie and learning how to promote it. You know, and social media is such a powerful platform to be able to promote ourselves, isn't it?
And it's free.
Well,
yeah.
Nothing's free. It's time-consuming, and your time is very valuable. So
that's
if you're
true.
Not maximizing the time that you spend doing it, then it's very expensive.
That's true.
So, sorry,
you've got
I had
a point.
To correct you on that.
You've got a point there.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, the educational series for networking mastery that we've been talking about that Leslie and Dawn will be the presenters for is going to be taking place on Thursday, March 30th at the Mazlan Restaurant in Woodinville from 10:30 to 2:30, and lunch is included. We are offering a Valentine's rate, so if you're listening to this recording today, $67 Valentine's Day rate is available until today, Tuesday, February 21st at 9 p.m. If you're listening to this recording after this date, don't worry, because our early bird discount of $77 is good until Tuesday, March 21st. And so I have the link for that, but I think the best thing to do would be just to go to exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com and click on the contact link, and then just inquire about this workshop with Leslie and Dawn on March 30th, and I will send you the link for that. So do include your email. And the one thing I'll mention to you is, although we have different price points for registering, we are very close to already selling out. 75% sold out in the first day, the first 24 hours. And so seats are limited, so this is something you want to act on quickly. Really excited to be able to welcome Leslie and Dawn back to Seattle and have them share their brilliance with us. And this is really a wonderful and critical topic, isn't it, ladies?
I think so. I think branding, now that I'm all the way in on branding and I've kind of gotten really good at it, I'm telling you, my heart breaks for people that don't have it, you know. I love doing it. And so.
And again, to build on that.
Yeah, pardon, what was that?
So, and yeah, to build on that, you know, like I said, branding, it's your online presence. So you're actually representing yourself. It's your reputation, your credibility. It speaks for you.
Which is everything, isn't it? I mean, if
exactly.
So, well, thank you, ladies. And so, Leslie, you know, I've known you for, gosh, 8+ years, and I've just had the pleasure of recently meeting Dawn, and I'm just so thankful to have her in our life as well. But, Leslie, tell us a little bit more about if somebody wants to work with you, if they're interested in taking things to the next level and finding out, you know, what if you can do a brand assessment for them. I know you offer a complimentary one. Tell us a little bit about that. Tell us about
sure.
how you work, and I know that you offered a special offer to our Exceptional Connections community at the Valentine's event, and you were going to make that available on this call as well.
Sure. So people can reach me through my website if they'd like, Lake Oswego Graphics with an S, .com, and my branding video is there. They'll see some of the work I've done. And I do offer a complimentary branding, not a branding session, but a brand assessment of what you have currently and just give you honest feedback. I don't mince words, but as they say, it'll sting for a minute, but you'll get over it. And but today I'm offering a special, the personal branding package is $977, and I'm offering it up today for your people, your listeners, for $777 because it's lucky. You're going to have a lucky brand, and it includes a number of things. So, and I can tell them more about it, but it includes business cards and the branding and brand package that they can use for online and on for printing later. And it just it includes quite a few things. So
well,
if they're
awesome.
Interested, they should
so
connect.
Much. Okay. So yeah, well, thank you so much for making that generous offer to our Exceptional Connections community and beyond. So we'll go ahead and wrap up this call. But, again, I want to thank both Leslie and Dawn for generously sharing their wealth of knowledge with us, with our Exceptional Connections community, for coming out to Seattle for our Valentine's event and for being willing to come out and help us roll up our sleeves and dig a little deeper when it comes to branding. So thank you, ladies, so much. Appreciate everybody that was on the call earlier and for Gail joining us and Dawn today. So
Yeah, thank you, Cindy, for the opportunity.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the Exceptional Connections, I think the last thing I just want to leave everybody with, we mentioned the workshop, the educational series, but for those of you who have not been attending our luncheons since January, I rebranded the Educational Series for Entrepreneurs to Educational Series for Networking Mastery, and it just became really clear that my passion and our heart for Exceptional Connections is networking skills, to continue to grow our networking skills. And I was thankful enough to have Leslie in my life, and she was one of the, she helped us rebrand with logos. And so if you are next at our event, you'll see our new banner and collateral for that. So the idea is, on the road to networking mastery. And so when you have a pathway, an education pathway, whether it's community college, four-year college, vocational school, or even in the job market, taking classes and getting different credentials or clock hours, the idea for the educational series is to have, we have four different levels of achievement. So it's an achievement program where you have a white level of achievement, gray level, black, and red that correspond with our branding, right, Leslie? With our logo.
Absolutely. I love how it translates.
It is. It's very fun, and thank you for that. So, you know, it was kind of my brainstorm, my vision, and Leslie's brilliance come together, and we just had a lot of fun being able to, you know, put what was in our heads on paper. And And Leslie's brilliant at that. And it's very fun to work with her, by the way. She's done all the branding for my relationship marketing business. That's my longtime bread and butter business as a relationship marketing strategist and gratitude coach, and then also in launching Exceptional Connections, and now this new offering with the educational series. So the idea is to be able to have the best of the best of presenters for our monthly events, and then cherry pick from those speakers who would be doing 2 to 3 hour workshops. And we're doing those workshops and keeping track of the process of building our networking skills through clock hours. And so anyone who participated in the educational series for entrepreneurs last year, those clock hours will roll over to this year if you take a course this year. And so we have a few people, myself included, who are, after Leslie's workshop, will be 1 clock hour away. Yeah. The white level of the achievement program. And so the goal is to get to networking mastery. And so I hear some background noise there. Not sure what that is.
Sorry.
I'm going to mute a couple people here. So anyway, Leslie, what is your, just in closing, you know, because you and I have been collaborating on this and being able to build the branding for this program, what is your sense of having a program like this, the Educational Series for Networking Mastery, and the opportunity to build your skills and build your confidence in a way that you can actually, they could be bragging rights as well on your website, on LinkedIn?
I think it's remarkable. I'm so excited about it, and I'm excited about, we had talked earlier on the other call with Dr. Robin McKillop, who's going to be starting the online part of this, because I can't get up there every month to the Seattle area to take the classes, and I want to take them. And
yeah,
so being able to take them on a Zoom call or whatever, it would be fabulous to be able to do that and be part of that series.
Yes,
so I'm very excited.
Up. Thanks for bringing that up, because that's another part of this. So we're not only launching, we did workshops last year, and with the clarity of that process and the success of that program, not only are we having quarterly, on-site workshops and bringing in speakers, but there are, we want to be able to expand our offering to those who are not local. And, in fact, Gail is from Richmond, Virginia, and so this is something that she can participate as well as Leslie. They can join us on the road to mastery and become network masters and build their confidence even though they're not local. And so that's another offering that we're adding to our, the value that we're offering to our Exceptional Connections community, whether you're local or maybe live in a different state. So, well, thank you so much for allowing us to share a little bit about what's going on behind the scenes with Exceptional Connections. And so, again, Leslie and Dawn, thank you so much for joining us. Gail, thanks for helping us to do this replay for those who missed the call or those who want to fill in their notes from the earlier Zoom call that we did. And so thank you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and look forward to seeing you both on March 30th.
Thanks so much, Cindy. We're happy to do this, and thanks so much, ever so much.
Thank you, Cindy. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And Gail.
Nice to meet you, Gail.
Unmute Gail here.
Oh.
So, all right, ladies, thank you so much. Take care, and I'll have this recording out for everybody.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.